It was an American disaster that was hard to imagine. A giant flood and an immense fire were destroying a city of over 30,000 people simultaneously. We remember the tragic story on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
On May 31, 1889, the South Fork Dam collapsed under a deluge of rain. Gregory Zaborowski says a wall of water, at times 110 feet high, hit Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
So you have this wave now, and it hits the Methodist church dead solid, and the church didn't fall. The church was made from these big stone sleepers from the old Allegheny Portage Railroad. Well, there were people huddled behind the Methodist church, and one gentleman, when the water hit the church, he yelled out and said, "We have been saved by the Methodist church."
A 7-arch bridge below the city stopped the water for a time, creating a 40-foot deep lake. Hot coals from the rubble ignited locomotive fuel, creating a fire and flood in the same place.
Its toll was 2,209 people. Of the 2,209 people, about 900 bodies were never found. They just disappeared. 777 bodies are buried up in the Grandview Cemetery, and we call it the plot of the unknown. These were bodies that were found that could not be identified.
Bodies were found as far away as the Mississippi River.
Now, you might find that hard to believe, but I'll tell this story. There was a little baby girl who was torn from her mother's arms during the Johnstown flood. That little baby floated down the Conemaugh, down the Kiskaminetus, floated down the Allegheny. A man in Pittsburgh heard a baby crying in the Allegheny River, jumped into the river, swam out, and rescued this little baby.
The man put an ad in the newspaper, and the mother was found alive in Johnstown. It was one of the few stories that had a happy ending. Traveling the countryside in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.